Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hellman, and I thank you very much for calling in and being on air. It is a very strange time these days. Most people are definitely feeling the effects of Mercury retrograde. I don't know if there is anyone who hasn't had something happening, their energy being all over the place, not feeling well. There's also some solar flares that are affecting electronics and people. The energy is very, very intense. One thing that I'm reading and I'm sensing myself, and I have been for some time, is the return or the increase of the feminine energy and the goddess energy within women and men. I mean, there is a balancing that needs to be taking place. And I have noticed that there are a lot of women that are gathering for workshops, teleconferences, to get together and combine the energy of the feminine energy. You know, it's stronger with one, and as someone who is a woman and someone who hasn't always been supported, it is kind of nice to have this support group of women. And nothing against you guys, but this has been a very male-dominated world for some time, and I've heard from many, many men as well as women. Women might be able to rule this place, you know, run this place a little bit better. And with all the shifts and changes going on, it is very possible that, you know, the feminine energy really is coming in full force. It is amazing that what is the feminine energy, but the nurturing, the mothering, the gentleness, the strength. Women really have the way of giving life to this planet. Mother Earth is definitely making herself known, as with all the earthquakes, and now we have the tropical storms and the tornadoes and hurricanes happening around the world. We need to take care of the feminine. You know, if we don't take care of what is going on within the very essence of who's taking care of us, which is Mother Earth, we are a part of Mother Earth as she is us. You know, we kind of have to work together here, folks. There is a very interesting and wonderful piece that was done by Little Grandmother, who is actually was called at a very early age. She started doing her practice and her training for her position to bring in and kind of guide in this new era at the age of 8. And she's been in training and really connecting with Mother Earth and all the different elements. There is definitely something to be said to be connected to Mother Earth. The goddess energy is really just the same. It's just divine feminine energy. So with that in mind, what part of you are you not nurturing? What part of you are you just not really taking care of? What part of you is screaming for attention and you're ignoring? There is a lot of books even out, very popular books. I have had many people, and I tend to agree, that every woman should to read Eat, Pray, Love by Elizabeth Gilbert. It is a wonderful journey of self-realization. She is a wonderful way and very insightful words and action, and basically it's literally she goes to three different places to live out some dreams. And in it, she has a wonderful adventure, and she ends up finding a very true love in her life. It's a beautiful story, and it's something that women today need to understand, that they're coming into their power. We have done so much for so many people that we tend to forget about us, the woman. You know, we need to take care of who we are. It was interesting, I had a client today, and she goes, you know, I feel like I'm stuck. I just don't understand why I can't move forward. I want to move forward, and I'm stuck. And I'm saying, but you're running 1,000 miles an hour. Did you ever think of stopping and breathing? And she laughs. She goes, well, that's funny. That's very true. It's interesting that women tend to stop thinking about themselves. The energy that's coming in is not one of being narcissistic or all about self, but it is nurturing self. And I know I'm repeating myself in the sense that that is a huge part of the feminine energy, is nurturing, being kind and gentle, yet strong. I have met some amazing women who have been through really tremendous and horrifying situations, and they come out stronger than they did before. There is just an energy and a power within a woman, the feminine power, that is very much a part of the very essence of Mother Earth. Look how much Mother Earth has come through. My guidance is now really showing me even how I forgot about myself. And they actually stopped me and said, you know, you need to take care of you, just not the bills, and not just about everybody else. And they said, think about when you were a kid, what would you like to do for you? So I actually spent some time and took some ballroom dancing. I did some traveling. I did things to nurture my soul. And I absolutely loved it. It helped me grow in so many ways to stop and fulfill some of my dreams for me. And that's something that women are given the chance to succeed at, is really understanding and helping one another achieve what they're really here to do. And when you really are taking care of yourself and nurturing yourself, you ultimately are on your life path and your divine purpose. Because that's what it's all about. It's finding that part of your soul and where your soul and your heart is trying to lead you. Another part about the feminine energy that is part of the heart and soul is, and the message that was part of Little Grandmother's statement was, we're supposed to feel. The male energy doesn't really feel the same way. It's a receiving energy. I mean, women give and give and give. We give life. We give hope. We give faith. And there are so many male men that I know that are so strong that they don't want to be vulnerable. Now, in the new era, men, and I will give them permission now, because I don't think society allowed them to show their emotions. They've had to repress and hold it in. And even with the feminine movement, a lot of it was we weren't allowed to be feminine and strong at the same time. To cry when we're hurt. To be angry and show it. And now these days, it's all shifting in a really beautiful way. To get in touch with your emotions. Be in balance with them. Without them letting them overflow and take over. is really a wonderful experience. But it's recently that energies are really helping guys and ladies to really get in touch with their feelings and trust them. And that's ultimately part of this, is to have faith, have that knowing that you're on the right track, and trust it. There is so many things that are coming around, but if you don't trust your intuition, I'm going to be really blunt, you're screwed. Because you really need to trust your intuition, your guidance, your heart, your soul, what you're feeling. If it doesn't feel right, back up, regroup, figure out what does feel right. I've had way too many lessons that I didn't feel right, but I did it anyway, and I got screwed. One way or another, it came back at me. First experience that I really remember very strongly, my guidance was showing me, is I was living in Phoenix at the time, and I was going down to Tucson, and I was driving down there with my, at that time, husband, and I had this gut feeling that I shouldn't be driving. I mean, it was wretched, like, no, don't drive. But I got persuaded by my husband, and I allowed myself to go ahead and drive down there. And I got pulled over for a ticket, my first ticket for speeding. And I sat there and I just said, I knew I shouldn't have been driving. I knew it. Another time that they're also showing me is actually when I got married. Before I even got married, I had that heart-wrenching feeling again that I was making a huge shift in my path by marrying this man. It was a decision that I went through. And did I pay? I got lessons. I got sidetracked a little bit. But overall, I don't have regrets for my marriage. But it did sidetrack me. But again, I knew that it was going to alter things. And I went forward with that choice. There are many times when you feel something and you know it. And I have to say, if you trust it, go with it, you'll be in such a beautiful flow. Things will come to you. The happier you are, the more joy you spread, the more you give of yourself in the proper balance. You can get out of whack by giving too much. It drains your energy, and you got to protect yourself. Now, the feminine energy is one that is sweet. It really is a wonderful feeling to be a woman. I feel very blessed to be a woman, even though it's been hard at times. But overall, I feel very lucky. I have some wonderful guidance, and my guidance have been talking to me about the goddess energy for years, that it was coming in to open my heart to that very energy. And in fact, later tonight, if anybody wants a reading, I have some goddess guidance cards that I will pick a goddess for you if you want to call in and see what goddess is around you or an influence in your life right now. It is Doreen Virtue. I know a lot of people have it. She is a very wonderful lady that's been helping a lot of us get in touch with our intuition and trust it. So if you have any comments or any thoughts on the feminine energy, please call in. The number is 888-815-7956. You are welcome to call in and just let me know what you are feeling these days. If you're feeling yourself, giving yourself a little more pampering, like wearing sexier clothes or taking care of your body better or really just looking in the mirror and saying, wow, you look good today. Complimenting yourself is not narcissistic, it's self-love. just doing those little things to make you feel a little bit better about yourself, treating yourself. I mean, even Doreen Virtue, who has a Oracle card of the day, today's was treat yourself, reward yourself. You know, you work so hard all the time and you're on the go constantly. You need to stop and take care of you. And with that being said, it's very easy to do the simplest things. I mean, even eating right and doing the exercise and making sure that all your needs are being taken care of, trusting your intuition. Doing meditation now is almost critical to really get in touch with what's going on with the world right now. Your path and your purpose are very much tied together. If you're on the right way, things flow. But you have to understand that sometimes there's steps to get into the flow, to understand how far that gap is, the contradictions. So you understand when you're in the flow and when you're not. When you're in that receptive and when you're in that giving. You know, it's give and take. And you have to have that balance. You know, it's universal law. Energy out, energy in. And with all the energy right now being thrown at us, we especially need to take care of ourselves. Grounding yourself with Mother Earth is really easy to do and something that will help you clear. A lot of people are becoming more and more empathic. I know I am. My intuition is through the roof. I am getting more open and more receptive to what's going out there. So I've asked them to make sure I'm getting just what's for my highest good. So it is really just okay. We do have a caller online too. If caller two online two would like to come on, I'd love to talk to him. Hi, Chris. Chris, are you there? Chris, if you could call back in, I'd really appreciate it. There, you know, everybody's having technical problems. It really just is one of those things that if, Chris, you could call back, I'd really appreciate you calling in. Chris is like my Ed McMahon in a way, or I gotta say something else, Edwina McMahon. So she always has a lot of insightful questions and thoughts on many subjects. So we'll see if Chris can call back in. It's very easy to just call in. The number again is 888. A15-9756. It is really a really good time. It's very interesting that I actually was looking through my books, and I have so many books about the goddess that mention about the goddess. And oh, hi Chris.
Hi.
How are you?
I know. I started laughing the minute it disconnected. I went, I didn't touch anything. It's Mercury retrograde.
Yes,
it's been going on all day long.
Yes, it is. So what do you think?
I'd like to know what goddess is around me tonight.
Okay.
Today. But is a goddess with you all the time? Is it the same goddess? It's not the same as the guardian angel.
Goddess energy is a little bit different. Generally, you know, for you, Chris, I can tell you right now, you've got a whole host of them. You've got a lot of goddess energy around you. So, but I'm going to see what the primary goddess is around you right now.
That Helen Reddy song.
Yes, I Am Woman, right?
Yeah.
Classic song, and it's really, I mean, they sang it in Sex in the City, too.
Oh,
which
yeah.
It's kind of fitting for them. Okay. For you, you have Matt, and I actually picked two for you because he told me to. Matt is fairness, and it's just letting you know that all situations will be handled in a fair and just manner.
And
the other one is Excel. I'm sorry?
The first one was Matt?
M-A-T.
M-A-A-T.
She is actually an Egyptian goddess who is all about justice. Let's see if I can find it in the book. She is all about integrity, fairness, and justice. She holds the scale to measure the souls against the feather at the time of their death, detect any heaviness with guilt. She protects us in business and personal relationships, ensuring that we are treated fairly and honorably. You can call upon her before signing any contracts, during disputes, or whenever you feel guilty or remorseful.
Very cool.
Very cool. Well, you also got another one. And the other one is Ishel, and it's spelled I-X-C-H-E-L. And she is known to be the medicine woman. She is letting you know you're channeling, you are a channel for divine healing power. She is connected with the Mayan moon goddess. Her husband was the sun god. She gave birth to all the other Mayan gods. So she's a pretty, she's the mother of the Mayans overall.
That's amazing.
Yes. She's ultimately connected to the tides of the water as well, since she is really the embodiment of the moon. So she is also called Lady Rainbow. And her essence is infused in every raindrop and prism that creates the rainbows. So she is a very powerful healer. She remembers that origin of human life upon this planet. She is connected to you, to the foundation roots, as a spiritual healer.
That's amazing.
So, and actually very fitting for you.
You just pulled those.
I just pulled those.
Just pulled those. Because, you know, I'm all, that's really cool. Now,
yes.
How is this different from tarot card reading?
These are just oracle cards. They're just, they're focused on one thing. Tarot cards have a lot of different symbols within them to organize them and get a message. It's like, this is a single focus. Oracle cards tend to be more focused on one, where tarot cards tend to have the symbolism in them is amazing. It's like the whole picture can be found in one tarot card, where this is just like one element within the tarot card. That's the best way I can really describe it. So it's very focused and very, it really gets right to the heart of the matter.
Are any oracle cards okay? Or do you have to buy a specific one?
Well, with any cards, tarot cards, oracle cards, any kind of cards, animal medicine cards for that matter, it always goes by what feels good to you.
Okay.
I mean, you really need to hold the cards and say, yes, this is for me or no. I tend to, for me, I will take a trusted pendulum and see if it says yes or no. Even when I buy my pendulum, I said, is this the right pendulum for my highest good? And I've many times have gotten no. I'm not the one for you. It's like, okay, thanks a lot. So it just depends. But oracle cards are very focused, where the tarot cards, you can have many, 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 many interpretations with tarot.
All right. Now, with Mott, who's Fairness, and mm-hmm. Lady Rainbow, also known as Ishael, are these female energies with me all the time?
They're with you. They're a focus at this time. I would not be surprised if they're not with you all the time. Okay. I thought Matt was very fitting mm-hmm. with our conversation earlier.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. That's very interesting. You're right.
It's very interesting that situations are handled in the best way for the highest good of all. I mean, it's very interesting. The more you're open and say, okay, this is what I'm looking for. And that is something that I really need to mention. Right now, especially this month, is almost critical to truly decide on what you want. Make your decisions this month. Write it down. Say it out loud. On the 8th is a new moon. Say it out loud to the moon. It is extremely powerful energy this month to really state your intentions and let them flow. Do a visualization. See the outcome and work your way backwards.
Absolutely.
That way, and just set those intentions. Now, do you feel that, because you're in a lot of women's groups, do you feel that the women's groups are increasing in numbers? People, women looking for support groups and organizations that are really feminine-oriented?
That's very, very interesting. There are, you're right, there's a myriad of women groups all through the valley and through the state of Arizona, everywhere you go. All you have to do is log on to Meetup and you'll find something. And it's also interesting that they have it categorized between age groups and singles, married, moms or wives with no kids, and la, la, la. And they have army wives and all that stuff. So women are very, very sociable, very sociable.
Mm-hmm. And they're getting out of... They're looking for something outside of themselves, that camaraderie, that sisterhood in a way.
Well, yeah, but then doesn't that create a codependency?
Why?
I don't know. I'm just asking. I mean, your greatness, your goodness, and all that you are is inside you already. And if you can live with yourself and talk, you know, be comfortable with who you are by yourself, then that's a pretty good thing.
Oh, definitely, it's a bonus. But the energy, you also have to understand that the age is coming in is Aquarius, the Aquarian age. And the Aquarian age is actually the individual within the whole. Community is huge now. A lot of spiritual people have been almost like in hermit mode, is what I call it, or they've been kind of like in the cocoon, learning and serving as best they can. Now it's time for them to go out into the world and make the changes and do the path. And a lot of it's time to get out there. I mean, I think their Facebook and a lot of the social groups is a great way to show. And, you know, there's so many women. I mean, I'm part of many women's group on Facebook, and it's the focus on women, though I'm part of groups that are both male and female, but it is amazing how many women are taking the lead to make a group and stand up and say, I'm here, listen.
Well, did you see that the Intuition Meetup group, which it was originally four women.
Right.
There's a man that just came in.
And that's awesome. And to me, he's a very balanced energy man.
Well,
and
yeah, he even said that he's very spiritual and he wanted to learn more.
Well, you can be spiritual and not balanced. Huge difference.
Oh.
Just because you have intuition doesn't mean you're balanced. Because I have met some very spiritual guys that are totally out of whack. They still are very much male energy.
Then I wouldn't think you could be spiritual if you were out of balance.
You can be spiritual and, I mean, you can have a very strong connection and yet still have lessons and issues to deal with.
That doesn't mean you're out of balance.
It depends on the men. I'm not saying all men that are spiritual are out of balance. I'm just that I have met some men who are very spiritual and yet they're very much male. I've met a lot of guys, a lot, who are very spiritual and very balanced. They're curious. They're nurturing. They're supportive in one way or another. But, you know, there are some men who are spiritual and they're a man and you know they're a man.
Well, we kind of got off track. I'm going to go ahead and hang up, so if anybody wants to call in and get their goddess card read. Now, can a guy call in and get a goddess card?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Yin and yang is, I mean, it's a very balanced energy, and yes, men do have goddesses around them.
All right. Well, I've learned a lot tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Always right. A pleasure. Night. Yes, the goddesses are a group of women that have always been leaders, and women are becoming more willing and able to step up to a plate. There have been a lot of women through the years who have kind of taken on that male energy to come out as a leader. And now we're coming with a more balance with the feminine also being available to keep things going. And we've got Peg from Washington online too. How are you doing, Peg?
Great. How are you?
Awesome. Are you seeing a lot of energies around the goddess or the feminine? Do you feel yourself becoming a little bit more balanced?
Not exactly. I feel like there's so many changes going on that I guess I could say that I feel a little stronger as a woman. But I feel a lot of energies happening. You know, it's like speeding up.
Right.
With Mother Earth and all. And mm-hmm. By the way, on the book on Eat, Love, and Pray, or Eat,
yes.
Pray, and Love. Excellent. I read the book.
Yes.
It is very good, and it was very inspirational for me. My granddaughter is reading it now, and my daughter.
Excellent. You plan to see are you going to see the movie?
Yes, we are.
Very cool. Now, she also, Elizabeth Gilbert, has a wonderful talk about creativity. There's actually a link on the BBS page for Abstract Illusions, but it's from TED.com when she did a speech, and it's about inspiration and creativity and grasping that creativity, and it is a wonderful, wonderful talk. I highly recommend.
It's on your website?
It's on bbsradio.com/abstract illusion, and yes,
okay.
The link is there. So did you want to know what goddesses are around you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Let's see what's going on with you, Peg. And for some reason, they're saying pick two again. So, ooh. You have Frydja, Freyja, and she wants you to be bold, to unleash that adventure side, take some risk, and be daring. And then you also have Isis. And in this sense, it's a lot of the situation, there's some situation around you that is involving some past life memories.
Ah, okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes. I don't know if it means, if it's with my, what, from my childhood or?
Past life meaning alternate lives other than this life.
Oh, like when, about 300 years ago or 400
yes.
years ago,
yes.
whatever.
Yeah,
oh.
that kind of stuff
oh.
is coming up now. Yeah, because right now the timelines, the parallel existences, your past lives, your future lives, they're all collapsing into one. So ISIS is really busy letting people know where they came from. So when you're moving into the future within your timeline, you're clearing up your karma.
Oh, good.
So that's, I mean, deja vu kind of feelings would be consistent with remembering something that I have done is if I meet someone and I just, there's something to them, I always ask, okay, show me, and I know you're very intuitive, show me the past life with this person. Show me in a vision, a dream or something, let me know what the connection is. And generally, I would get my past life.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I've been working on clearing up my karma.
Oh, well, she's beautiful. So
ISIS
she definitely,
is the name IS?
ISIS. ISIS.
Okay.
And and the other one, the every time I see her, the word that always pops up for me is flirt.
Okay.
Freja. Freja is, she's Nordic earth goddess of fertility, celebration, and passion. She is known for riding a Cherokee pool, chariot pulled by the mighty cats across a rainbow bridge connecting heaven and earth. She's unafraid of sexual power. She teaches us to appreciate attractiveness and to enjoy ourselves. No wonder that the day of the week, Friday, is actually named in honor of her.
Oh, wow.
So she is, take a risk, make some bold life changes, appreciate your body, go have some fun. And I agree.
Yeah.
The one thing, you really work hard. It's time to really nurture yourself these days.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you went and took yourself to a spa and got a massage, pedicure, manicure?
Oh, it's been a couple months. Yeah.
Yeah, you might think about trying to fit that in your schedule. Because it would go for the girl. That also I'm getting really strong. A hike would do. Going out for a hike.
Oh, yeah. I do. I'm a outdoors person. I just got came home just a little bit ago from a bike ride.
Oh, cool.
So
well, I'm getting,
I do a lot of outdoor stuff. I was born on and raised on a farm. So I'm really connected to the earth. And since I kind of live in a city-type environment, to get out into the wilderness and all that is just a joy.
Yes, yes.
Reconnecting.
Yes. So I guess they kind of, Friedra really wants you to go, like, hug a tree or something. Because I'm really seeing trees and a nice, beautiful, long hike. And take your daughter, grandkids, you know, and make it, you know, go to the movie, go for a hike, make it an all-day event for women.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was thinking about that today.
So,
about the movie, bringing my family.
Yes, it will be a lot of fun, it looks like a good film. So, and do check out, for some reason, they really want you to check out her video. On the website, or you can go to TED.com and check out Elizabeth Gilbert. Just do a search and she'll pop up.
Oh, okay. So do you feel the energies that are happening around? Is it Mother Earth doing her, is this, you know, trying to get people to have their wake up call? What's happening?
Yes.
How we're being treated.
I think Mother Earth is reminding us all that we're all connected. We need each other, most definitely. And she is very much a very sacred and powerful entity within the universe overall. And we've been kind of abusing her, as a whole, humanity has. We got really off track, and she's trying to get us back on track. The planets are, Mother Earth is, it's just everything is trying to get us back in alignment to truth, which is love, not destruction.
Right.
You know, it's amazing another oil rig explodes. It's just like...
I know, I saw that. I thought, oh my goodness.
Okay.
Yeah.
When are we going to get a clue? It is... Yes, it's definitely a very strong energy. I find myself doing more and more meditation outside. I have a willow tree. I go sit by my willow tree and just meditate, and it's beautiful. It's lovely weather right now. But I'm also doing a lot of meditation at night outside, underneath the stars, to reconnect with that energy. And I have a feeling you are very connected with the stars yourself, young lady.
Yes, I am.
So you definitely have a lot of goddess energy in you and around you, and it is a wonderful thing for you to, especially on the new moon, to plant those intentions. It would be awesome for you.
Now, you said that it was coming on the 8th of September.
Yes, I believe it is the 8th, and it is a new moon, and it's supposed to be a beautiful new moon. So, really powerful. Good alignment with Jupiter and Venus and Mars.
Okay.
So, Venus is the planet of love. Mars is the action planet. Jupiter is the lucky planet.
Yeah.
So
you know, does our goddess, do they stay with us for a while, or do they kind of move on? Because they're only with us until we finish or need help.
The goddesses really show up when we need them, and we can request them. You know, if you feel the urge, you need a certain element. I mean, Doreen Virtue has a wonderful book, and I will recommend this book. And it actually is called The Archangel and Ascending Masters, but it also has some of the goddesses in it. And it really has some wonderful ways, and there is, at the end, she describes the different things, and it also then tells you how to invoke, to ask them to come help you. So,
and what's her name again, the author?
Doreen Virtue. Doreen.
Oh, Doreen.
Virtue.
Virtue.
She is, she's done a lot of work with the goddesses. My goddess, the little booklet that comes with this, these cards actually is falling apart because I use this deck so much. So it's, and the deck is wonderful. You want to know who's around you. You get the deck, you pull a card, you flip it over, and it tells you who's with you.
Oh, okay.
And then it tells you a little meaning in there. So, and Doreen Virtue has many, many decks. I mean, she must have like 10, 15 decks now. And the beautiful art and the energy is very, very enlightening and empowering and very pure. It's just a really, they're very well done cards. There are a lot of interesting cards out there. Another book that I actually had that I have it actually setting up. Was Embracing the Goddess Within, and that is another way of finding the goddesses within you. It just goes through all the goddesses and actually the ritual to connect with them and bring that energy in. So it's really a powerful way right now to have that feminine power kind of enhanced even further. Because everybody has that feminine edge. It's just we need it to remember it. And there's absolutely no reason why we can't do that.
No.
So
true.
It's a really beautiful. You really have some wonderful things coming up for you, young lady.
Oh, great.
They really would like you to know that you need to, and I've gotten this card. I pulled this card twice. So, Kali is with you, and that's K-A-L-I. K-A-L-I. And she's all about endings and beginnings. The old has to be released so the new can enter. So, do you feel you're holding on to something that you need to let go of?
Probably just old stuff. You know, I'm trying to, because you get so used, it's the karma, the way I've been programmed for so many centuries.
She is, this goddess is actually the embodiment of Mother Nature and helps clean out, clear away the old, to break new for new powerful things. She really is, you call on her, things get done. And, you know, it's like call on her and get out of the way and watch out. She will, very powerful lady. You really do feel her energy when you know she's around. Her and Pele. Those are two goddesses. Pele is a very aggressive energy. She's very firm and strong. I mean, you feel her strength when she's with her. When I was in Hawaii, I connected with in Maui Pele, and it's like everywhere I went, it's like all these signs about her. It's like, okay, you're here. What do you want? And it was kind of a interesting, powerful kind of time to connect with her. So, but you really need to really look at, with the karma, how you're identifying yourself with it and the ways and the reason you're attaching to them still.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to work out, because I'm in between jobs right now and I have opportunity of a couple of jobs coming up, I assume. I mean, I went through them through the contracting agency. But, yeah, I've been doing some clearing in the karma.
Yes.
Yeah. To be more feminine and to be more who I am as a person.
Yes. Or really accept it and allow her, more likely.
Yes. Right.
That's
being in the man's world is, well, I shouldn't say that. It's like being in the man's working world.
Right. Well, it is a man's world. Right now, it's very masculine. It's switching.
That's true.
It's getting more balanced. You know, Mother Earth is shaking things up with all the earthquakes.
Yeah, sure. I know. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Peg. I appreciate you listening and calling in.
Yes, thank you. You have a great show. You have a great radio show. Yeah.
Thank you.
I've been enjoying listening to it.
I hope you listen again.
All righty. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Well, the time is coming soon to an end. I just wanted to mention a few things. I do private readings, so if you are interested in getting a private reading, including if you want a goddess, you can contact me through my website, angelsintuition.com, and we can set something up through there. You can just drop me a line. I also have a newsletter that comes out monthly, usually at the beginning of the month, with some articles, and I have reintroduced the section on shamanism. So I'm going to be telling about some herbs and plants and animals that can help you along the way, as well as a lot of the astrology that's going on. And again, I do appreciate all of you listening in. And next week we do have Tom Jacobs, another astrologer, who is talking about Chiron, which is the wounded healer. And he is usually symbolizing the sign of Sagittarius, but he has a huge amount of energies that are coming on. So wonderful conversation with Tom next week. It is coming to the end of the show. So again, the goddess energy is coming in. Keep drinking water. take sea salt baths, connect with Mother Earth, go out, see the stars, see the sunrise, the sunset, go hug a tree, touch a plant, really commune with all that is and all that is around, because you are a part of them as they are you. The oneness feeling is a beautiful one, and it's one that is really being enhanced and really amped up. And I know I'm definitely feeling quite the difference these days in the amount of energy. Be good to yourself, nurture yourself, with all that energy that's going on. Mercury retrograde is going to be around till September 12th, and good time to regroup, rethink, and take care of you. And with that, this is Jennifer Hellman saying, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and inspirations. Until next time, many blessings and good night.